We're also joined by Rodan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Representative Costa, you're sponsoring a bill intended to steer $4 million in state money to the Quonset Air Museum. One of your fellow lawmakers from North Kingstown, State Senator James Sheehan, says your bill lacks appropriate safeguards to ensure the money will be used appropriately. He also questions whether bolstering the museum would be the best use for $4 million of the taxpayers' money. How do you respond?
Well, first of all, everything that I do in the town, I always extend an olive branch to Senator Sheehan because that's the right thing to do. And 99.9% of the time he refuses because it's not his idea. This is also a senator that voted for the tolls, voted for 38 studios, and voted for every tax increase there is. The money is already in the budget. It's been appropriated. There's almost, I think there's between $6 and $10 million in the Historic Museum Preservation Society. That has been sitting there. Nobody has asked for it. We already have the plans drafted. We had a structural engineer come in, do the analysis. It was all done pro bono. So we know every square foot how much money that we are going to need to build this museum. So we have done everything by the books. We have the building ready to go. We have the blueprints drawn. We are working with RIAC, which we have another meeting again this Tuesday with the board of directors as well as the director of the Quonset Air Museum. Walked all summer in the district, did the Wickford Arts Festival, got over 3,000 signatures to save the Quonset Air Museum. 85% of them are from North Kingstown, who are Senator Sheehan's constituents. Traveled every city in town this past summer, having every city in town draft a resolution to save the Quonset Air Museum. There's a lot of support on this.
Let's go to Scott.
Just wondering, you've been one of the minority Republicans for a long time. We've got an election coming up this fall.
Mm-hmm.
All of us know that we could use a two-party system in Rhode Island. At the legislative level would be better. What's your advice as someone who switched a district from Democratic to Republican? What's your advice for your colleagues and the state Republican Party on how to run some more people and get some more Republicans up there on Smith Hill?
Well, for me, it's very easy. I'm very dedicated to my community. And I tell anybody that he's going to run for office that if you want to go out with your pals this weekend and you're not knocking on doors now, you're not going to win. Like Buddy Cianci said in his book, I'm at every envelope opening. If there's any, and I go to everything, not because I have to, I go to everything because I want to. Last weekend, we had a pajama drive. We got almost 100 pairs of new pajamas that we're going to distribute to the Reach Out Community Center in North Kingstown for children that need clothes. 2 weeks before that, we did a food drive. Now we're doing a book drive so I can make sure that every child before February vacation has a book in their hand to take home to read. And I do this because I'm passionate about what I do. I love being a state representative and I love helping the community. And if we can get more people knocking on doors that want to help, get out into that community, tell people, look, I really care, then we will pick up some more seats.
Representative Costa, you're a Republican, but you seem to have a pretty good relationship with Democratic House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello, sometimes called the most powerful elected official in Rhode Island, even though he is not elected statewide, only by a vote of the House. He named you vice chair of the House Judiciary Committee. Are there any measures you would support to shift power away from the Speaker and to rank and file lawmakers?
I think right now, as having Speaker Mattiello, there's been so much unity in the House. I've never seen that before. Now, you also have to realize that I was only under Speaker Fox, where Speaker Fox was so partisan that the Republicans couldn't even barely get a town bill passed. With Speaker Mattiello, he wants to work with us. He wants us, you know, he's a very good speaker.
Well, as you're saying, the posture of any individual speaker depends on the individual, and there's a lot of power concentrated in that position. Do you think anything should be done to diminish the power of the speakership and to more evenly distribute power, or is that not realistic?
That's not realistic. There's no way.
Why not?
There's always going to be a speaker of their house. There's never not going to be a speaker of the house, and the speaker of the house will always be the most powerful person in the state, no matter where you are.
Looking at the education issues, one of the biggest ones coming up now is charter schools. Should there be a limit on expanding charter schools, given that they are draining some funds from the local school districts?
Right. And I also think that a parent should be able to send her child, his or her child, anywhere they want, whether it be a charter school or a public school. Myself, I went to public schools and I went to Catholic schools. I went to private schools. My mom was very happy with both. When we ran out of money, I didn't go to St. Mary's anymore. I ended up in a public school and I still got my education. So I think it should really be up to the parents. Is it going to take away from the public schools? Absolutely. But it should be the parents' choice.
So you're for vouchers, in other words.
I would support that, correct.
Do you support legalizing marijuana and treating it, taxing it like alcohol?
Well, I'm still on the fence with that. I mean, they did turn me with the medical marijuana because I see how much that it does help people. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not that far away from the issue. I'm just worried about it getting in the hands of children. Of minors, that's my big issue.
What happens if Massachusetts, and they're preparing for this, just this week, they sent a delegation of state legislators out to Colorado, to Denver, to see how that bill and how that law is working out there. What if Massachusetts does pass legalizing marijuana? Doesn't Rhode Island have to seriously take a look at that? Because we're so close. I mean, 2/3 of our population lives a hop, skip, and a jump from the Bay State.
We would have to do it. There is no doubt in my mind that we would have to do it, because now you're going to have people going over the line.
Yes.
They're going to be buying the marijuana. Well, I'm here. Oh, let's go to BJ's. Let's go do some shopping while I'm here. Or let's get our gas
munchies
out here.
Exactly.
Get the munchies, get those Doritos. So yes, you would definitely, if Massachusetts goes forward with it, then we need to keep up with our surrounding states.
Who is your preferred candidate for president and why?
I do not have one just yet. I have a few favorites. I'm going to keep that to myself. But I will tell you this. I have been to a Chris Christie rally. I've met Chris Christie. I went to Donald Trump rallies and I had a conversation with Mr. Trump. Very brief, but I got to meet him. I have had a conversation with Governor Huckabee. I wanted to go see Ted Cruz. He was in New Hampshire Tuesday and I couldn't because I had session. So it's my goal to go around and see the candidates and travel, go to New Hampshire if I have to go. Let's see them live. Let's see what they have to do. I don't miss all the debates. And whoever is the Republican nominee, I will support. But right now, I do not have a favorite.
And we're almost out of time here, but I want to ask you about something. You're one of a number of Republican lawmakers who opposed admitting Syrian refugees to Rhode Island. The refugee process takes about 2 years. It's very painstaking. It includes an FBI background check and a series of other reviews. Is it really realistic to think that ISIS would try to move people through this very time-consuming, very exacting process?
Oh, absolutely. They would move anybody they can, and they don't care how long it would take. Don't forget the Boston bombers, too. They were refugees.
They did not come through the refugee process.
Right, but they still got here. But my problem is our vetting, we don't have, it does take 2 years, but there's still bad people that are going to get through. And until the vetting process is 100%, I can't accept that, because we have to protect the people that we live around. We have to protect our citizens.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And Republican State Representative of North Kingstown, Doreen Costa. Thank you.
Thank you, and go Sox.